This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Welcome, my friends, to the award-winning Speedway Show down at Madure. Here at NPR.NZ999AM, we talk Speedway, Robertson Holden, International Speedway. Plus, we talk to drivers and track managers, promoters from other tracks around New Zealand. Chris, how are you?
Oh, welcome to this week's Doing It in the Dirt show. And firstly, just as some of you may have seen on the Facebook page this week, it's pretty much one of my last full-time shows. I'll still be popping up time to time, but we'll suss that at the end of the show. But in the meantime, something pretty exciting happening this weekend. We've had one of these lads on plenty of times before. From Australia, we thought we'd touch on it. They've not finished racing over there. Michael Pickens keeps taking the rain with him. Hopefully none of that this weekend. But we've got James McEwen and we've got Luke Hoskins, and we're going to have a chat about the Queensland Stock Car title. So welcome in, boys.
Here we go.
Thanks, mate. Good to be here.
Yeah, James, good to have you back on, as we have had many a times, for plenty of laughs. And, hey, got to say, it was cool to finally, you know, meet you in person and have a beer with you at the tank meeting during the season here in Palmy too.
Yeah. That was a good weekend.
Yeah, oh, it definitely was. And, you know, you were a bit shy at first to get in the food, but I tell you what, once we pointed James out to the buffet area, mate, he had a fair bit, and I think it was pretty hard, though, to hold the young fella back, and I think he got right into it. So you definitely made yourselves at home, mate. It was great to see up there at the corporate box.
Yeah, why not?
We just had to make sure we sent them back to fit in that stock car, that stock car he built up, that's all. So he's gone quiet now, but he wasn't this quiet the night of the tank meeting. He was well and truly revving up, telling all the Kiwis about how he's coming over as Queensland champ next season, and he's going to stick it to them.
No. He's
got to form a car that I fit in.
Yeah. Luke, mate, that's pretty much how James rolls over in Aussie, eh?
Yeah, man, yeah. He's full of life, mate. He'll give it to you, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, now, we know all about this geezer's background, about James's background with the stock car racing over there. Tell us about your background in Queensland stock car racing, because obviously James is a Kiwi, and he's come over to Aussie and built these things that he's, you know, lived and watched every weekend of his childhood over here. But I can tell you've got the Aussie accent going on. What's your history in the sport?
Mate, yeah. Well, I originally come from Taranaki.
Oh, there we go.
We moved over here when I was about 10 years old.
Yep.
Family brought us over here, but my dad used to race what do you call them, like sedans,
street stocks, sedans or saloons.
Saloons, yeah. Saloons? He used to race saloons over there at Stratford and around, like, Ferndean, around that area when I was a little kid, about 30 years ago. So we spent a lot of time at the Speedway when I was a kid. And then, 30 years later over here, he decided to start building stock cars again. About two seasons ago, two of our Queensland seasons ago. Yep. And then after a couple of seasons, I jumped in a few times because he's had some health problems with his knees and stuff like that, and his hip. So, I sort of raced a few times over the couple of seasons. And then this last season, I've been racing for him full time.
So Dad actually, like you say, you guys all moved over as a family, and Dad was the one that got into stock car racing over in Aussie first, and then you just naturally progressed as he got too old for the seat, basically, eh?
Well, no, he's not. He's going back.
Well, not too old, but you know what I mean.
He's going back. He is.
The bones caught up with him.
They do call him. They call him the old man or something like that. Or Papa Pete, they call him in the club. But no, he is going back into the seat. I was just helping him, you know, pit crewing for him, and you know, ripping wheels off and just being another set of hands and trying to be a good son and helping out in the pits and that sort of stuff. I didn't have a massive intention of driving the car. I was happy, you know, for him to get into it and just help out. And to be honest, when I first started getting in them, it scared the shit out of me. You know, like I was I was absolutely crapping my pants. My first race in the first corner, young dude got cut out of his car, you know, like had to get cut out of his car after a big crash. So I was kind of like, I don't know about this. But after getting used to it and you know, getting to know all the guys and getting into it, I actually really enjoy it now and starting to become competitive. But Dad's building another car, and for me to get in, for my little seat to go in, and he's got his bigger seat that's going to go back in his car when he when he's ready to rock. Nice. But I'll tell you what, it's been a hell of a time driving his car. It's going to be hard to give it up.
I bet it has. And so now you've literally got the bug, got your own car for next season. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool, yeah. Lucky to be to have that opportunity, actually. So, yeah.
Oh, and especially with Dad, it's, you know, like, not to be rude, but, you know, like, it's always cool when the young fellas get to finally race with Dad. And I guess at the point end of his career, you're finally getting out there after all those years ago, watching him at Taranaki and Ferndean and all places, Stratford, to do it over in Aussie is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really good. Me and Dad have got a history of doing things like that together. When he stopped Speedway in New Zealand, we raced motocross together, you know, and he took me around, you know, the North Island racing when I was a kid and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's something that we've sort of had in common and enjoyed together. So it is great to get into it again later in life and have the opportunity to, yeah, sort of get in the dirt and get sideways, man. It's pretty fun.
Oh, exactly. Now, like, looking at your car there, it's one of the more closer looking to New Zealand cars over there.
Yep. It's definitely got that style to it.
That Kiwi flair, is the new car going to be pretty similar?
Yeah. Yep. Pretty similar. Yep.
Yep,
it's gonna
nice.
It's going to look like a team car, I think.
Hey,
pretty close.
That's the one. Oh, very good. And so this weekend, Queensland champs. Obviously, like, how's your season? Let's go back again. Sorry, the season, because like I was saying before to you off air. To me, the page, I've only just sort of caught up with it the last week, or well, the last few weeks as the month of May rolls round, and it's become really active. So credit to whoever's finally getting some information pumping through that for us Kiwis. But there's a lot of cars being built, and I thought, crikey, it must be off season and they're about to start, but it's Queensland champs. So how did the season go for you, Luke, being, you know, one of your first full seasons out there?
It went pretty good for me. We've got a pretty quick car, which I kind of, you know, didn't really know how to drive, in the first season I was having a go at, and, I had a few pretty good races, but, you know, like I was sort of, I guess, struggling a bit to sort of get my head around the speedway, you know, that style of driving. But this season I feel I've been a bit more competitive, had like quite a few seconds in feature races and stuff like that, being more competitive. I've stayed out of trouble a little bit. I'm a bit guilty of being a bit passive. I'm not too, like, I don't hit a lot, and I'm not that aggressive as a driver. Not really, but I have worked on that, which ended up getting me a feature win last race, trying to sort of just be a bit more assertive, and sort of get into it. So, I mean, my season's gone great. I've had really good positions. I think there was only one feature that I didn't finish, and all the rest I've finished in good spots, and just having a really good time. Felt really competitive. There's quite a few cars out there that are like consistently up in the top four or five and sort of fighting it out, which is, it's really great. It's really fun.
Yeah, that's the one. Is the real deal by the sounds of it, James?
Yeah, he goes all right. He goes good. He's a lot fitter than what I am. So he, by the end of the feature race, he's knocking on my door, eh? He got past me at Gatton, and then he hesitated going past the lap car, so I T-boned him to get out of the way. He would have had a feature earlier on in the season, but he just wasn't ready for it.
He's just being nice to him early in his career, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, massive. That's the one. Awesome. I mean, how's your season gone, James? Because you said that you've only really had about six meetings in total or something since the season started. What was that, back in October, November?
Yeah, around then. It's been a very up and down season, eh? First two meetings, we came away with feature wins. We actually had a 3-month gap between meetings, which,
yeah, that's hard work, and that's why I thought the season was done, yeah, mate.
Well, I wish it was, because since then we came back in February, and since then all we've done is blow engines up. So it's cost us a fair amount of money in engines, and we weren't even going to run the title. We'd packed it in, and yeah, we just weren't going to run it. But yeah, we've just been fortunate enough that my boss jumped on board and sponsored us some money just to fix the engine. Well, the patch of the engine one more time. So if it lasts three races, it lasts three races. If not, we're going to take someone with us if we're going out.
Hopefully not Luke, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
If it starts smoking, I'm turning right.
I'm going to try to stay inside you then, eh?
Yeah. That's the one. If it's smoking, Luke, just let the car behind you pass, okay? Just let the car behind you go past.
Duly noted, mate. Duly noted.
What engines are you running them again, James?
I'm running a 5.7 LS Gen 3.
Yep.
Luke's got the 6-liter. And like his car's quick. Like, yep, it is quick. In a straight line, it just leaves me for dead, eh?
Yep.
Like, I've got nothing for it. So like, yeah, I've really, really gotta concentrate and really be on my game if I wanna stick with them. Same as like Scott Phipps, our current champion.
Yes.
That dude can just pedal a car, eh? He can really pedal a car, and like, he just makes most of us look like idiots behind the wheels. Like, he can pedal a car, that guy, eh?
Yep.
He really can, yeah.
He'd obviously, I guess, go into the weekend as a favourite.
Well, he's nominated, but we don't know if he's got an engine or not, because he blew his engine at Lismore last meeting like I did. So he was 50-50 as well, but I reckon he'll be there.
Yeah, you reckon?
I hope so.
It's always good when you've got the defending champion there. I mean, even if they get taken for the ride and don't retain the title, at least you can say you had the defending champion there, as we like to have over here in New Zealand. Hopefully there's a bit more action. Hopefully there's a bit more action at the Queensland Champs than we had at the New Zealand Superstocks. It sounds like there will be if an engine starts smoking anyway. We don't want
that. That's pretty standard for us.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want that though, mate. We don't want no engine smoking. So over there for this Queensland Champs, and even sort of throughout the season, what's your numbers been like?
We've been averaging 9-10 cars, and I think for the Champs we've got 13, so should be interesting. That's a lot of new cars coming out.
Yeah, it's probably about same as last time when we talked last time. I think even last time you only had something like 6 or 8 at some of your meetings.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, numbers have definitely grown, and there's more to come. So, Luke and Pete have got a couple on the build. I've got a couple on the build. Justin Burr's still got more to build, I believe. So there's definitely cars still coming.
Yeah,
next season's looking bloody good.
And I see even like on your nominations list for this weekend, a New South Wales registered car too, which I don't normally see on your guys' registration list.
Yeah, that's cool. I think he had his first meet in Lismore last meeting, and then this is his second meeting.
Yeah, because Lismore's your track basically on the border, isn't it?
It's in New South Wales.
Yeah.
It's only like a 2-hour drive.
From Brizzy.
From 2.5 from where I am.
Yep.
Luke's down the Goldie a bit further, so probably not as far for him.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, about 2 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's a fast track too. It's actually pretty fun track.
I was going to say that's a pretty standard tiki tour for most of us. I mean, around New Zealand these days too, to get to tracks, it doesn't seem too far away. A couple of hours drive for a good night out of racing. Half the time with those meetings, you can still get home the same night anyway. So that's always what it's about. The preparation for this Queensland Champs, as I say, I mean, going from the Facebook page, it looks like there's a whole lot of new cars being built. Are a lot of them for the Champs, or are a lot of them actually preparing for next season already, being that the Queensland Champs is the last meeting of the season?
I believe they're all going to be there Saturday night. I'm not 100% sure on all of them, but I know a good majority of them are nominated to race on Saturday night, so...
A lot of them took damage last meet at Lismore too. Like, there was a lot. There was a lot out. Yeah. By the end of the feature race, there was like two cars left. So there was a lot of damage. The dude on the one way just like, come on, get into it. So they really like us to sort of put on a bit of a show there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we've said in the past, Luke, is, you know, with over here, because obviously Speedway is well and truly established, if you get a night of racing where there's not a lot of crash and bash. Yeah, the odd spectator sort of goes home a bit like, oh, okay, that wasn't as exciting as we thought it was. But you know, for us, I guess us diehards, we're like, yeah, hey, that's what racing is. Sometimes you actually enjoy a night of fast racing as opposed to a night of crash and bash at times. But for you guys, trying to establish that whole stock car racing, that you've got to show the crowds, and it convinces the tracks to let you run there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough balance because, you know, you want to put on a show and you want it to look great, but at the same time, you kind of don't really want to destroy cars because everyone's, you know, struggling. We want to keep numbers on the track, and so you don't really want to take cars completely out, because otherwise, you know, we end up running our feature with numbers and stuff like that. So,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Try and put on that show without wrecking gear. Looking through, and there's a lot of looking at the gear that's been built over there. A lot of it now becoming a lot closer to our Kiwi spec cars, and in fact, the newer style Rees chassis with even the cage and the bar work and all of that is coming through in some of your guys' cars.
Yeah, so that's Justin Burr building them. He is related to the Reeses somewhere along the line. I don't know the ins and outs of it. They're basically a copy. Except for the bumper heights, us running the higher bumper heights, those chassis basically could be sent back and raced in New Zealand.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're pretty close. Just the bumper heights is the main difference.
Yeah. I'm just flicking through some pictures now, and there's some impressive works there. And I mean, obviously, like, you guys run the smaller bumpers and smaller side rails and all that too. And obviously with the Hoosiers, what we would have right rears basically all around.
Yeah. We just, Luke's slightly different, but I don't have budgets for good tyres, so I just get old modified production tyres, which are pretty secondhand by the time I get them. We've got a budget for good tyres.
You got the budget stacked up for the Queensland Champs, though, Luke?
Old Papa Pete, he likes to be competitive. You know, so he does put nice tyres on the cars. And which does help. It helps me a lot, you know. Like, I've got a great car, lots of power, and you know, good gear on it. I just got to learn how to drive it, eh, James?
I'll give you a push.
I follow these guys a lot, you know, and learn a lot on their lines and stuff like that. And let's go out there, do my best.
Me, I'm always bouncing off the wall.
Yeah, that's a good time, man.
Looking at a car that you're building here, James, I feel like you've taken a bit of inspiration, and Gaz might have even taken a few photos in the Rob race shed over in New Zealand here, because it looks like a tri-rail coming through.
Oh, I cannot confirm or deny where the measurements have come from. it's got a bit of Rob race car and a bit of old mate from Wellington.
Oh, Matt, a bit Jesse, of Hayburn.
Hayburn, yeah.
Yep, team
bit of,
Hayburn,
bit of everything, yeah, mixed into it just to suit our rules more. And that car, when it's finished, should be a nice piece of kit, eh? The old mate, Jono, he spent a fair bit of money on it. That car is actually going up top of North Queensland, up to Cairns, and he's going to race it down here.
Wow.
And their speedway season starts when ours finishes. So they race during winter up there because it's the tropics. It doesn't rain.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's hoping to race all year round and get another club started in far north Queensland. So,
oh, real? So there's a few more lads up there with stock cars.
Not at the moment. Jono's the first one, but the plan is to get more up there.
Yeah,
just like New South Wales. That the plan is to get more into the northern New South Wales. So, and there's one being built in Western Australia too. So.
Sweet. Yeah, I remember last time you said you mentioned Western Australia. There was talks or murmurs or something over there at some point, of course. Queensland Champs, this time around, it's been held at Maryborough, I believe.
Yep.
This Saturday, 13-odd nominations. Scott Phipps, of course, ex-Kiwi. Still got the family over here as well, crewing up with old Sephro, I think it is, and over Bay Park, Scotty Phipps there, the Queensland champion. Scott Smith, he goes all right, obviously, Queensland number two.
Yeah, yep.
He does go good. His sons drive really well too. They've been driving this a bit this season, and they're great. Just jumped straight in the car and drove just awesomely.
Bit of
absolutely no fear.
Yeah, so good. They were both just brilliant.
Yep. Bit of sun helping in the teams racing there, eh? Could be a Smith team out on track, ready to go. We got here number five, Jeremy Cords. It was looking at what third? I think I read somewhere third season in the class.
Yeah, yep.
And then number eight, you got Beer, Graham. That's obviously another Kiwi.
Yeah. He's a two-time Australian champion, hasn't raced this season. They're literally in the middle of building his car to race Saturday night.
That's the car that I spotted. Looks a bit of the Rees look to it as well, one of the cars.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you check out JP's race cars, I think it is on Facebook, which is Justin Burr's page, you'll actually see all the cars he's been working on.
Oh, there we go. And obviously, your New South Wales driver, Glenn Sturrock, is coming up. So you're not going to let the Queensland title go to that guy.
No, no way. Not going to happen. I reckon he'll be the first one on the wall, eh?
Oh, come on.
Rough.
Second mate.
Rough. Might have to share this to his Facebook page just so he can hear and get a bit of a heads up.
Just takes out James like first corner, just heats he got balls.
I hope he deals to you now, James.
No repeats of last season, first corner in the wall.
Yeah, off the front row.
You got to watch that front row. You really got to go, don't you?
Yeah. You don't get stuck wide in the slop and go nowhere. Yeah. You end up putting a metre long hole in the wall.
Yeah. It's easier to use a car to get around the corner than it is to actually go around it, though, isn't it?
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Way more fun.
Yeah.
What other Kiwis have got in the field? You got Michael McKenzie. Is he a Kiwi?
I don't think so. I think he might be an Australian.
Wow. We got an Aussie in the field. some of these drivers. What have we got? Sam Hobson.
She's killing it.
Our lady driver. She goes all right. Yep.
Oh yes,
she got her first feature finish.
So that was her. Yeah, I saw something about a lady driver earlier. Yep, there we go. The yellow nut, the yellow car.
That's a bright car.
You won't miss that one. I tell you what, a lot of Kiwis will love this, running a 4-litre Barra as well.
Quite a few of them are. If you haven't got an Alice, you got a Barra.
As you know, like buddy Zach over here in the 22 Superstock's got the Barra in it, and everyone loves that. You built this car, didn't you, James? The 42? Travis?
No.
That was a car. You did tidy it up on it. Yeah, when Sean had it. Yep.
He's a new driver this season too, and he's going really quick.
Yeah.
Great in that car.
He is, yeah.
He's really competitive. He's hard to catch, hard to keep up with.
Yep.
And if he gets underneath you, he'll give you a whack.
Feed you one on the way through.
Oh, he will.
Another Kiwi too. He's definitely a Kiwi.
Yeah, good stuff. We've got 56 is Mark Smith. So that must be, is that his boy? Is that Scott's boy?
I believe it's no relation. That's actually Justin Burr's neighbour. Seen the cars and thought it would be cool to get one. That would be his first meeting this Saturday night.
Wow, really? Queensland champ straight into it, eh? Good car under him?
It's basically the same as all the other ones Justin's been building, so it's the Reese copy.
Yep.
I believe it's Bauer powered. I'm not sure if it's got a 9-inch or a quick change diff, but yeah, got some good stuff in it.
Nice. Obviously, we've got yourself, Luke, in the 62, James in the 84, the 99 of August Red.
August just goes down, does his thing, and circulates.
That's he could the
very
best
well
way,
end up winning it. If he just finishes all three races like he does and everyone else takes themselves out, consistent he could driver. Easily win it.
Nice. Yep. And then this is a name we know because I'm pretty sure he's won this title or if not the Aussie titles plenty of times before as well. Mike Foley's back at the 501.
Yep, he's a
big red machine.
Won the Australian title in 2019.
Yep. The big red car with the big British style wing on it.
Yeah. Brand new car built by Justin as well.
Yep. That's got like a bit of a Kuriga look to it.
No, it's another Reese style, like an older Reese style.
Yeah.
Like chassis.
That's what it says. It looks like it's got the Kuriga like a Nelson Pipe chassis, a Higgins Pipe chassis.
Yeah, it's got that real low look to it, eh?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, well, definitely.
He doesn't mind.
Yeah. From what I've seen on
mind
videos,
giving a nudge
Mike does like giving a nudge on the way through, doesn't he?
He really does. You got to watch him.
That's exactly it. Hey, we're going to take a really quick break here on Doing It in the Dirt, and we'll be back on the other side still talking about the Queensland Stock Car Champs.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to Doing It in the Dirt here on NPR 999 AM, or of course most of you listening to us on the Spotify or Apple Play or on demand, of course. We are talking Queensland Stock Car Champs with James McKeown and Luke Hosking. Yeah, so, there's our, 13-odd drivers. It's a bloody quality field. So how does the format work? How are we running it? Because often, we run three-heat format for our championships. Sometimes the GP might be a one-race final. Aussies do things weird because they're all about open wheelers and they have heats and features. And as you mentioned, Luke's won a few features, but how are we running the Queensland champs this year?
So yeah, normally it's three heats and then a feature race, winner takes all, but it's been voted on that this year we're going to do three heats, highest from points.
Nice. Because last year was one race final,
eh? Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
I haven't.
Luke's just thinking, yeah. Shit, I told him all about these features that I've won. It means absolutely nothing now.
Just won one race, man. Nah, I should. Yeah, all right, cool.
Can you hold it together for three races, Luke?
I can give it a go. I can give it a go. My general technique is to just survive until the feature and then just, you know, leave it all out on the track on the feature. But
she's balls out from race one Saturday night, mate.
It is, mate. It's going to be wild. So,
because normally
I guess I'd give it everything all night.
Normally it's three heats, top on points, starts pole for the feature, winner is your winner for the night event, whatever. This week is literally just three heats, top on points, wins the Queensland title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
I love it. Mm-hmm. See, that's proper that's proper championship racing, mate. That is proper championship racing. That's where this is gonna, I guess, show some blockers. Become, you know, heat three, surely someone's gonna get on the pole line.
My engine's smoking, I'll be there.
Yeah.
More you mean if your engine's still going, you'll be there.
It's all right. I don't care if a kid has to bring piston number three back from the crowd between races. It'll be fine. We'll put it back in.
Mate, just as long as they bring it back.
If your car's not on fire, is it even a race meet? You know, like...
Correct.
Oh, nice. Nice one. Nice one. So, front, middle, back grids, I'm guessing, as per we run over here?
I believe so, yeah. They're going to try and work that out to be the, yeah.
Marble draw that. First one and then roughly front, middle, back for the rest. Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. How do you go through traffic there, Luke? I mean, obviously, you've told me you've won a feature. You've had a couple of seconds. That means you start at the pointy end probably, but... How's your qualifying normally go?
I prefer to start further back in the pack because generally I find that the carnage is usually on those first two laps. So staying a little bit further back usually means that two cars take each other out and then you can really get into it. Or you start on pole, I just try to get out in front, you know, and stay in front.
Yeah.
So I don't mind traffic. I mean, the thing that I most enjoy about racing is racing someone, you know, and sort of cleanly getting past them and that. But as I said earlier, I've got to learn to be more assertive with my passing techniques. But yeah, no, I don't mind traffic. I do enjoy it. I mean, I've got a pretty powerful car, so it's fun hitting those straights and putting my foot down.
Yeah. Looking at... I just really quickly fired up buddy Google Maps of all things, had a look at the track. It's quite a short track, isn't it? The straights. They're not the longest, but big wide open corners.
Yeah. The back straights deceiving. It is a little bit longer than what it looks.
Yeah.
But yeah, the corners are long and sweeping, but it's only 360 meters on the pole line, I believe. So she's small.
Yeah, compared to, like I say, like Palmy with 400 and something around the pole line, meter off the pole line anyway, the measurement. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some of the tracks we go to are like 530.
Yeah.
Out at Gatton. I think Bundy's 480 ish from memory. So yeah, we run some big tracks.
This is pretty similar. Is Maryborough, I haven't had a chance to drive it yet, but is it similar to Lismore, the track?
To a degree, but it does actually have straights. You're not just in a circle.
Yep.
Yeah, you get giddy at Lismore.
Oh, so you've never actually raced at Maryborough.
I have not. No, I haven't. Whoa. So it's
getting worse for him.
You talked up such a big game at the start of the show, Luke.
Yeah, well, I've learned from all these guys. It's just what you got to do to survive, you know.
Came absolutely hissing. Yeah, a couple of feature victories. Yeah,
no, one feature. One
couple
feature,
of second
mate.
Places
one.
Then, and one
couple
victory.
Sure,
yeah, we'll
sure.
be all right. This is great. The Kiwis are going to be loving this. We're going to have a new fan favorite by the end of this. By the end of this week, when we put the show up. We're going to have everyone chanting for the 62 car. That's for sure. Kiwis will love it.
Yeah, we're going to give it a crack, mate. We're going to give it a crack.
So Maryborough Speedway, about 3 hours north of Brizzy. So what's the accommodation's going to be all booked out up there? It's going to be absolutely packed, isn't it? There, James.
Oh. Don't know about being packed, but I know we've packed out just about one motel by ourselves. So, yeah, a few people up there.
Yep. Do you normally get good crowds up there?
I've only been there a couple of times, but both times it's been pretty full.
Hmm.
They do their homework. They do a lot of advertising and whatnot up there. So, the locals get in there and go have a good watch and stuff. So,
yep.
Speedway is like right on the highway. Like the speedway is the first thing you see when you hit town in Maryborough. It's literally just right there. So,
yeah.
So, a little introduction is the speedway.
Nice. They've got a bit going on this weekend. Looking at this, they got buddy modified sedans and junior sedans and buddy mod lights. I think that's what we used to have. Kiwi lights, I think they were called in New Zealand at one point. V8 dirt modifieds and all that sort of stuff. And there you guys are there, the stock car queens and stock car championship. Fair bit going on up there then.
Yeah, it'll be a long night.
Will be indeed, especially with looking at crikey, the production sedans. There's a heap of cars from everywhere. And then you guys are amongst it to put on the show. It's going to be a beauty. It's going to be a beauty.
It's going to be a good time. Really looking forward to it.
Yep. What else is happening on the cards in the Queensland stock car scene, James? I know you're quite sort of in the thick of it at times, but you say numbers are growing. You've obviously got new people coming into it and getting amongst, you know, getting these cars and spreading the word. You've got one guy at New South Wales, one guy up the top of Queensland, up Cairns, and that talk of it over Western Australia. So obviously the word is starting to get out a lot more. Is Speedway Australia itself getting, you know, into it a bit more? Because at one point when Tim was over there, things hyped up quite a bit. Now, obviously he's back over here. What are they up to? Or you guys don't really know?
I honestly wouldn't have a clue. Like, all I know is, you know, there's people around Australia looking at building cars or building cars. In regards to Speedway Australia itself, I wouldn't have a clue. Well above my pay grade.
The development of the sport is really just left up to the Queensland Stock Car Club to just make it as big and as fun as you guys can get it?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all we can do is just keep pushing, trying to get people involved, building cars, and just get it to grow. That's all we can do.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And obviously, you know, Luke's dad's coming back, so there's another extra car. You mentioned JP's race cars and that have got a fair few pumping out. You could be looking at getting close to your 20 mark finally near probably next season here.
Well, yeah, so we've got 13 Saturday night, plus two I've got on the build, plus Papa Pete's got two on the build, whatever else Justin's going to build, and I've got to build my son a car for next season too.
Ooh.
And we've actually been approved to build a tank, so Looks like I'm building a tank for next season.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
Hot off the press, that one.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I reckon. Hey, that's for what, for young Tyson?
Yep. Yep. For Tyson.
Oh, crikey. How old are you going to be to race over there?
16.
Oh, crikey. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
such a legend too, Tyson. He's always in helping. He's always in helping Papa Pete. He's under cars. He's always coming over. He's always like giving me like little inside infos when I'm sitting in my car warming it up and going, all right. You know, like he's a little legend. I'll be stoked to see him racing. That's awesome.
That's cool, man. That's cool. And of course, Ben, that he come over for the tank meeting, he'll be absolutely fizzing to get in the tank.
Yeah. Yep. He sure is.
Yeah. Gonna would it be, are you gonna look at a plate styled tank or a more of like the Reese styled tank?
So we hummed and hard over what we were gonna do, and if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it properly, and I'm gonna go the full plated tank, core 10. Yeah, just to Aussie rules.
Yep. Yep. Plenty of chats with, I suppose, the likes of KP and probably even Chris Wildey down in Christchurch, and Petrol, yeah, I suppose, are coming up.
Yeah, I just surf the Facebook and I just find pictures. That Chris down in Christchurch, when he rebuilt his, posted heaps of photos, and they're very detailed photos. So that worked out real good.
I tell you what, you have a yarn to Chris. He'll be the first man that would probably happily help you. He'd probably fly over there and say, "Look, I'll help you as long as I get a drive in it at the end." But he is a primo guy, Chris. He's an absolutely primo guy, Chris. And I don't know if you met him at the tank meeting, but bloody cool guy, and has done a sensational job with that tank.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. Luke, like I was just talking, you know, James obviously came over and we had that tank meeting, and I know he pops back for teams time to time. You pop back to New Zealand time to time and catch a bit of Speedway or a few of the Pits TV live streams at all, or even Teams Champs?
No, not a lot. I know Dad's been really getting in, and a lot of these guys really get into watching the Teams Champs. I should probably get into it and watch a bit of it. I haven't been back to New Zealand for a couple of years. Used to come back once a year.
Yeah,
have my grandmother over there. But yeah, I haven't been back to NZ for a bit actually. But I was coming over once a year for like the last 10-15 years. But yeah, not really getting into a lot of the speedway or the motocross like I used to as a kid. I'm a bit of a frother on rock climbing and stuff like that. I'm out in the mountains all the time. But
nice.
Racing with these guys and with Dad and stuff is definitely it's definitely got, you know, me interested in Speedway and you know, the more I get into it, the more I think I'll get into it. So yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. Obviously to hear, you know, something completely different, as I say, because like you say, you're off on it now but these guys, crikey, and following some of these Aussie guys, they're Kiwis, they're just, it's like some of them are reliving the childhood or trying to live a childhood they never got over here.
Yeah, just don't want to let it go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like big, nice. Big kids and fast cars, it's great. I love driving with guys that have so much, like they have all this experience, you know, and James has always been great, you know, whenever I have a decent race, he comes over and he tells me what I'm doing right, you know, and tells me, and says, oh, try this or try that. And a lot of the other guys are the same. The experienced guys are really supportive, which just makes it a joy to be in the club and to race, you know, when you have a good time. Because usually my adrenaline's flowing. I don't know what I'm doing right or wrong, but if I'm doing all right, I figure I'm doing all right, you know. But
they'll come over and
talk to me about my techniques or what might help me a little bit and things like that. And James has always been a big one of those. He's always come over and congratulated me every time I've done well and things like that. And so, yeah, it's definitely beneficial to have experienced guys in the club, and it makes learning to drive just, you know, a bit of a pleasure, you know. It's great.
Yeah,
you just get
sure.
that support, which has always been a good part in what keeps me wanting to come back and enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly right. When you're over here, James, did you try and manage to catch up with the likes of Bruce to see if, you know, your Aussie champ or your Queensland champ or whichever of the two could potentially start, you could start doing a bit of a drive swap or something at a, I know, the Global Challenge or a Stock Car King of the Arena or something over here. And, cause I know at one point, you know, like, I know Brad Philpott's been over and had a skid, and I know there was Tyler Walker was trying to get over, and, a few guys are keen to just, I guess, just experience what the racing's like. I know it's completely different. I know the cars are slightly the similar chassis wise these days now, but, just to see what the Aussie racing's like and tick it off the list. And same for, I guess, you guys to come over here. Is there any sort of closeness in that? Anything managed to get sussed of any talks happen?
So is a lot of Kiwi drivers want to come over and race. And I've always said, yep, cool, not a problem, but maybe wait a little bit because we are in the middle of a growth spurt. I'd hate for them to come over and only race against like five or six cars.
Yeah.
So I've always said, just wait, just wait, just wait. And I reckon in the next couple of years will be the year that we'll start getting some over and doing some driver exchanges. I know I've got a couple of guys keen as mustard ready to come over, but I've said, just wait, just wait. So, yeah, I reckon in the next couple of years, I reckon there might be a bit more of an exchange going on. And hopefully, all going well, it kind of just, you know, falls into place where promoters pick up on it and maybe do offer, you know, like a car for, organise a car for, you know, Global Challenge or King Arena, stuff like that. You know, it's just baby steps, you know, like we need to just keep growing and then, you know, work on that after.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know with Palmy, I suppose that side of it, you know, we're kind of lucky. We've got, I forget how many to be fair. I know there's one stock car. I know there's two, three, four probably super stocks owned by the track, couple parked at the track, couple of Lucas Oil. But, we've got, you know, the one stock car as well. And obviously, you know, King of the Arena probably could be a good kicker offer, being the end of our season, sort of the end of your season, heading towards that Queensland title of something. But yeah, it'd be good to see in the next couple of years, as you say, you guys are building and get a couple of the boys over there. I think Brad was just literally on holiday when he ended up jumping in a car, but get a bit of something going on.
It needs to happen. But as I said, baby steps, but yeah, it definitely needs to happen.
Yeah.
It's because the UK is a long way to go.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. I think though the UK, like nothing against the Queensland stock car racing, but it's a whole nother caliber of racing as well.
We used to send someone to the world final.
Yeah. So do the Americans it just doesn't happen. I think we took everyone's seats up in the end. I think we just put more Kiwis in. This weekend, Queensland Stock Car Champs at Maryborough. Check out the Queensland Stock Car Club Facebook page. We'll share that or we'll tag that in this in the post that we're gonna chuck up on the Doing It in the Dirt page. And we'll share, you know, these boys' race page, the McEwen page and Luke's page be in there somewhere as well. No doubt there'll be something we can tag or a nice pretty picture of him on his car, no doubt. But we'll get that all sorted.
With his bikini on.
Yeah. Give me that photo again, mate, that one year when I asked you who Luke was. And you had a,
your eyes only, mate.
He was Buddy.
Sorry.
He was climbing up that rock, that up Buddy Ears rock. He was climbing up the side there and he looked like...
I know a photo you can have. I think it might have been his second meeting and he climbed the wall at Gatton. That's a good photo.
There we go.
That wasn't even my car either.
We'll make that all happen. We'll make that all happen. Is there going to be a live of any sort, James? We're gonna go live. I think we might have last time or something. Or
yeah, last year we did. This year we can't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because there is actually going to be a live stream coming from the track.
Oh, cool.
Clay Per View, I believe, is the name of it. They do quite a lot of tracks around Australia.
I have watched a couple of their streams in the past, to be fair, with some sprint car racing.
They're going to be there. So, yeah, there won't be any live stream coming from our races, but you can catch it on Clay Per View.
Cool. All right. We'll have to tag that one in and as well, because I know, I suppose there'll be a few Kiwis that are probably sitting around on Saturday before the rugby kicks off, and they'll be able to watch a bit of Aussie stock car racing.
Yeah.
Too right.
Yeah, should be a good time.
Lads, enjoy the weekend. Good luck. All the best. Three heats will be an absolute beauty. Looking forward to seeing how you two fare at the end of it all.
Same here.
Yeah. As long as I can remember the meeting, unlike last year.
Yeah. It's all right, boys. Hey, have a good one.
Thanks for having us, mate. Appreciate it.
Well, there we have it. A couple of the many Kiwis that are in the field for the Queensland Stock Car Champs. And it's going to be awesome up at Maryborough this weekend. Of course, you can jump on Clay Per View TV and catch the live stream. We've got that link on our Doing It in the Dirt page as well. So it'll be bloody awesome. But good stuff to the lads. So, yeah, this is pretty much my last full-time show, flying solo especially. Next Friday will be one of my last shows as Ewan Mean steps into the role. The time's come to take a step back and do a bit more for myself in life and in Speedway, and just spend some time with my kids more and see where the road takes me. And it's been awesome being part of Doing It in the Dirt and keeping it alive after Bowie's passing as well for the last 4 and a bit years. And hopefully between Ewan and Chris, and hopefully someone else can come along as well, some other young fella, and get amongst it and continue this this awesome radio show, because Chris in the last few years has done a lot for Speedway, and it's just been awesome being part of it. So thank you to everyone who supported me along the way as well. I'll be continuing on as the manager of the Palmerston North Pumas and the commentator at Palmy Speedway, plus I guess a few gigs as people may, or tracks, or Jace, who knows, may require me at places. I'll see how we feel, but time to focus on myself for a bit, and just enjoy where the next chapter takes me. So for myself here on Doing It in the Dirt, we'll see you next Friday.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.